Republican Donald Trump's victory in the presidential campaign is sending waves of uncertainty through the region's immigrant communities. The president-elect ran on a promise to take a tougher stance on immigration with a border wall, deportations of immigrants in the country illegally, letting fewer people in, especially Muslims. Joining us now to explain what immigrants should be afraid of and what they shouldn't is WNYC's Morella Ivorak. Morella, good morning.
Good morning.
So how are immigrants in our area reacting to Trump's victory?
What I'm hearing from immigration advocates and lawyers is that immigrants who don't have legal status are in shock and afraid of what could happen. One thing Trump has promised to do is to reverse President Obama's executive action that has protected young immigrants from deportation.
That's called the Deferred Action for Child Arrivals. And remind us who benefits from this program.
Right. DACA, as it became known back in 2012 when President Obama put it in place, allowed immigrants to apply for relief from deportation and a temporary two-year work permit. So if you were under 31 at that time, you came to the U.S. before turning 16, you were in school and satisfied a few other criteria, you could get these work permits. And a lot of people in our area applied and took advantage of the program, around 60,000 in New York and New Jersey.
Wow, that's a lot. So what's going to happen now with these DACA recipients?
It's unclear. Stephen Choi, executive director of the New York Immigration Coalition, says a lot of people have been calling to ask that question.
They want to know, number one, will this be renewed by a President Trump and a Trump administration, or will this not be renewed? And even worse, will a Trump administration take their information and try to go after them?
So Trump has a few options, and he hasn't said how he will proceed. He could revoke those work permits immediately as he takes office, or he could let people use them until they expire, but not to renew them after that. Many open questions here.
Another thing Trump is promising to deport more of the 11 million immigrants who are here illegally. What are those people talking about and thinking about now?
They're asking if it's really going to happen. An estimated 1.3 million immigrants don't have legal status in New York and New Jersey. But some experts like Stephen Yale Lair, who teaches at Cornell Law School, say nothing's going to happen immediately.
While there is room to worry, it's not like they're going to all be rounded up and deported in January.
Under President Obama, around 400,000 people a year were deported, although that number did decrease in the past few years. For Trump to increase the number of deportations significantly, he would first need to do a few things. Increase the number of immigration agents, something he has said he will do. Increase the number of detention beds, currently at 34,000. And likely increase the number of immigration judges because immigrants are entitled to their day in court. But right now, there's a huge backlog in immigration courts. For example, in New York, you need to wait for more than 600 days to get a hearing in immigration court.
That's a long time. Now, thinking about all of these things that might start happening in January at the earliest, what's the mood among immigration advocates?
First, they're receiving a lot of calls from worried immigrants, trying to reassure them nothing's going to happen, at least until January 20th. But secondly, it's a sea change in terms of the work they're doing. These advocates were expecting Hillary Clinton to win, and they were expecting to work on passing comprehensive immigration reform, on working towards legalizing those who don't have legal status. Now they say they might just need to work on protecting those same people from deportation. And for many, it's a stunning shift they didn't see coming.
Okay. WNYC's Morella Ivorak. Morella, thanks a lot.
Thank you.